Greetings, this is James Gill with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East Eddy Ranch, where people call this quite an amazing place lately. It's getting really interesting here. Those who joined us for the last show, they got to hear Nahi Kahuna from Maui, and she had her experiences out here with the Star Nations, you might say, and it was amazing, you know, when she tuned into these energies and saw the ships come in. And they put on quite a show for her. But we've also had the same thing happening here all throughout the week, just incredible sightings of major ships coming in, powering up, lighting up the sky. Something's big going down. Something's getting ready to happen. A lot of people feel it. I've never seen so many ships, and there's so many reports coming in all around the world right now that just massive sightings are going on, and something is going down, and our sun is also getting a little crazy, too, because, you know, it was about 85 degrees in the shade up here at 5 o'clock, which is kind of insane for May up here at 2,000 feet in Washington State. That's definitely not normal weather, and so, you know, definitely we are moving into some kind of changes. I've been getting a lot of reports about some major ice break-offs, you know, and glaciers breaking down, and we are doing the major meltdown. You know, there's a lot of controversy over that. You know, some people are saying we're moving into an ice age, and some people say we're moving into a, you know, the global warming. But, you know, the bottom line, it sure feels hot to me, and it's going to be going back and forth, and everything's going to be kind of crazy and erratic. You know, all these changes we've written about since 1982 in the books and all this, you know, all these political changes, everything that's going on right now, we've already talked about and have been talking about since 1982. So it's no longer prophecy. It's no longer some wacko sitting up on a mountain, you know, spouting off. It's kind of in your face right now. So, you know, it's happening, and maybe it's time to, you know, wake up and smell the coffee. There's so many other things going on too as well. We've had some very incredible people coming up to the ranch lately, and quite a crew. So we've been very busy building, getting some yurts up, and you know, setting things up here for the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. I'm nailing down the speakers today, and the next few days we should have all of them up on the site. We have a couple more openings that people have not totally, you know, verified that they're going to be here yet, so I don't want to put them up on the site until it's completely confirmed and, you know, the tickets are bought and we know they're going to be here. But we have a great lineup already, and we have more we're going to be adding up on the site, and it's going to be an amazing conference. We're also going to have a Meet the Speakers dinner outside. You know, a beautiful setting here. It'll all be catered, and we're going to set that up on the site, too, if people want to partake in that. So it'll have also have some, we're working on some fire dancing and some other things. It's looking really good. So I think our theme is going to be Hawaii, and we're going to have Nahi come on and be kind of the master of ceremonies and bless the place and open up the conference for us. So it should get very, very interesting here because, boy, you know, the light spheres and the photographs people are taking here and the paranormal things that are happening here, along with the ships coming in on a regular basis, is just getting phenomenal. And when you get that many people with their intention to have this experience together, it's just going to be an amazing event once this thing gets rolling. So I would not miss it. I'd go to, you know, eastetty.org, check it out, and tell your friends about it, and hopefully we'll see you here. And, you know, as we always say, you know, don't take my word for it or anybody's word for it. Do your own investigation. Come out here and check out the energy. We've been doing some Kunlun classes. It's a 2,000-year-old practice, much like Qigong or some Tai Chi. It's very similar to that, but a little different and much simpler. And people are being initiated into this practice are just blowing wide open and blowing through their issues and, you know, falling on the floor in ecstatic bliss. It's just amazing watching people heal and move through these programs and old patterns and seeing this over and over. Again, you know, we can't deny this ancient practice is very, very powerful, and just watching how it transforms people. You know, and they all walk out with this big blissful smile on their face, and it's quite an interesting process. So we've been sticking with this and doing classes up here on a regular basis, and a lot of people are really kicking on and having some experiences. We have several healers that have been coming up here on a regular basis that do different types, like matrix healing, energetic healing, and you know, we used to have process-oriented therapies here, like holotropic breath work, all kinds of things here. And in each case, they've always said that they've never seen people process so fast and so quickly and so gracefully than any other place. So there's an amazing energy here, and it's conducive to the awakening healing process, and it seemed to be somebody turned the dial up, because it's jumped up about 5 levels lately, and something very major is going on, and it's undeniable. I mean, there's so many people that have come here and had this experience. We're having a lot of the people from the Paranormal State Gathering that was here returning and wanting to experience the higher frequencies and, you know, get the bigger picture and find out more about the higher consciousness and energy and, you know, the other realms beyond the astral levels and beyond where the little ghosts and demons and all the other little creatures hang out. But they're learning how to transcend all that and take command of their space and clean up any unseen negative influences and also hook into these much higher dimensions and just, you know, experience that ecstatic bliss and that love and that joy that comes with these connections. So it's just amazing watching all these people unfold here, and it's just happening on a regular basis. The other events we have coming up here, we're going to be doing some Kunlun retreats and having full retreats up here. We talked about the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. That's coming up. We have a couple other things in the works right now, and we're just kind of waiting to see how they unfold. But it's looking very good. Things are really moving fast, and for those of you who are being tested to the limit, hang in there, because things are moving. And I've seen, you know, I'm seeing people right now just completely being uprooted, and you know, their relationships are changing. They're moving out of, you know, some long-term relationships. Some people are moving, losing their houses. They're going through all these huge, just at your deepest root, being pulled out and freed up to move, you know, with this energy. So, you know, a lot of times it's not a bad thing, and we see this as a very heavy event, and you know, depending on our attachment to people, places, and things, is directly related to how hard it affects us. But right now, basically, we're all going to have to pull our energies in and make our own personal God connection and get on our own personal healing path. And, you know, there's an old saying, physician, heal thyself. You know, so we're going to have to, you know, really work on our own process right now, be an example to others, and you know, stop being pulled out of your center and into all the other dramas. A friend of mine says, I love what he says. He says, you know, if you see a really bad TV show, you know, and you're watching it, and there's all this just crazy crap going on and nasty, you know, interactions between people and everything, would you jump into the TV? No, you know, you change the channel. You know, you do something else. And so basically that's where it's at right now. You know, we're given the option of, okay, are we going to do social consciousness? Are we going to continue with the chaos and the craziness? Are we going to continue with this society with all its planned obsolescence and, you know, the dysfunctional governments and dysfunctional everything, basically? You know, are we going to just keep raping and pillaging the planet and poisoning, you know, the air and the water? Are we going to keep raping and pillaging other countries, you know, and forcing our beliefs on them? You know, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go with this? And I think we're all being tested right now to the metal of which world we're going to experience. Because there are two worlds unfolding. And I know that a lot of people that are in my field are seeing a different world unfolding. And you know, they're pretty blissed out through a lot of these changes, and they're reaching higher and higher states of bliss and abundance, and they're really moving in a really positive direction. And you know, there's another world forming where people live in harmony with each other and the environment, and they are living abundantly and are, you know, having meaningful relationships and deep connections and very spiritual connections. So that's all going on at the very same time that all this other chaos is happening. So, you know, chaos is a good thing, believe it or not. One of the master teachers I studied with, he said, "How's things going for you?" And I said, "Great, you know, great. You know, things are really good, you know." And he goes, "Then you're not evolving." I go, "What do you mean?" He says, you know, he said, "Where's the, you know, the chaos, you know?" You've got to have that chaos in your life to keep evolving, to keep moving. So a lot of us are experiencing, you know, chaos depending on how much we need to change or how, where we need to go with all this. And so just hang in there, flow with it, practice that loving detachment. You know, my favorite words are, "as you wish," and bless these people and let them go on their way or do what they need to do. But stay in that center, you know, make your own personal God connection through all these changes, and you'll be fine. And listen to that inner guidance. You know, it might be telling you that it's time to move on, you know, create a different reality somewhere else, you know, maybe on a little higher ground somewhere. But, you know, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of movement going on, and you know, we're just going to have to pay attention, basically. You know, that's the bottom line. So, you know, not pay attention so much outside to all the chaos and the terror reports and all the other nonsense that we keep getting barraged with. I strongly suggest just turn off your TV. Get rid of it, you know. Even turn off your radio, you know, and go to the Internet and listen to BBS, you know, or go to places where you're getting informed about things, about higher consciousness and energy, about new technologies, about, you know, healing, the awakened healing process. You know, make that your focus. You know, move into that direction. There's not too much in mainstream, and so you're going to have to go outside the box, you know, which is what BBS is all about. You know, and that's why I'm here, basically, because this is the one place that allows us to go outside the box and maintain that. Speaking of boxes, I'm finding something very interesting going on, this interesting phenomena. And I call it the coast-to-coast phenomena. And, you know, it's quite interesting. And I really don't want to get too much involved in this. But, you know, I'm getting all these emails from people that are requesting that I come back on coast-to-coast and talk about what's happening here. And their information is there's nothing happening here, or there's nothing new happening here at the ranch, and there's no reason to broadcast or connect with this. But, you know, I am an avid listener. I listen to coast-to-coast, and that's kind of like the mirror, because I'm waiting to see something new and something positive and something really good to come on that show. And every once in a while there is a good guest, but it's being riddled with people that don't have a clue about UFOs. They don't have a clue at all about what's really going on right now. You know, and they're living in the past. You know, he has these old priests coming on saying all the aliens are demons, you know, and they're all negative and they're this and that. And, you know, and they're bringing on all this, you know, kind of religious nonsense, and, you know, a lot of military people that are saying we need to shoot these things down, you know, and you know, they're here to, you know, conquer us and make human pilaf out of us. And, you know, it's very sad, but that seems to be the direction, and these people aren't being, you know, tested, you know, they aren't being held to task, and basically, there's really hardly any research behind what they're saying, and they don't have any evidence whatsoever, when we have a mountain of evidence to the contrary that these beings have been around forever, and they've been doing quite a lot of good for the planet. And I think the real enemy is our own ignorance and our own belief system. You know, we talked a lot about it up here on the mountain lately, you know, building a place, you know, for these ETs to come and interact with us, and the groups that are coming here are very positive and very plugged in, and experiencing the inner connection, you might say, that happens here with these ultra-dimensionals and these beings, and, you know, are thrown into these total blissful states, and you know, having to process, you know, release the past and move forward, and amazing healings are happening here, even spontaneous healings. physical healings are happening. So we're not hearing about any of that for some reason, and for some reason it's just not newsworthy. But I also, you know, it's kind of insane when we have people like Robbie Williams come up here, and we have Above Top Secret and several other people come here on a regular basis and see these major events happen and report them, but unfortunately that's not news. Looks like we have a caller. Can you state your name?
How you doing? It's Ramon from New York. How's it going, James?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm just really excited. I'm coming up for the conference in July.
Great.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you two things. One was that you mentioned, so I said, oh, let me call since you just mentioned about that. I listened a little bit to that show, and then I kind of shut it off, the whole one about the preacher. I don't want to speak negative about him, but he has his own right to his own opinion. But I feel that's kind of like saying, well, all black people are crooks, and all Hispanics are drug users, and all white people are bad, and, you know, like just taking a whole generalization of, you're generalizing not one species, but like who knows how many thousands of species are coming to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just saying they're all demons. Okay, I'm sure some of them have very demonic forces, but I don't believe all of them do.
No. No, it's kind of interesting because, you know, there's a lot of these people that promote the abduction and the, you know, torture and all this other stuff. And you ask them, you go, when's the last case that this came up? And they, you know, it's a long time ago. I mean, this stuff hasn't been going on for a long time. And it's very sporadic. Every once in a while you'll hear about an abduction or something like that. And it's usually like the stories that are being told were, you know, things that happened back in the 80s or it was nothing that's happened recently. And so you know, it's like living in the past, and these guys are way in the past, you know, that are doing this religious program where they're demonizing everything, and everything that's unknown goes into the demon category or the devil or whatever. And, you know, even to promote that, I think, is kind of a, well, I agree they have a chance. They should have a chance to say their truth and whatever else, but, you know, hey, let's put them to task. You know, let's say, well, how do you come by this? You know, where's your evidence? You know, where's the nasty alien ship, you know, with all the demonic beings coming out of it and torturing people? You know, where's the witnesses? You know, like anything, we should say, hey, you know, what do you base your opinion on? And these guys really don't have anything other than, you know, and a very, very, very old program that they're running.
Yeah. When he was saying that, it kind of reminded me of, on my father's side of the family, they're very, very religious. And my brother's 9 years older than me, and he was really into dancing as a teenager, and then as I got older, I really got into dancing. But our grandmother always demonized it as something, you're worshiping the devil when you dance. And I was like, how is that? How? I couldn't wrap my head around it. And her explanation for it was that I was too young and inexperienced, so I can't understand how is that demonic. And I'm 33 years old now, and I still don't understand where she's getting that.
Yeah, but, it's a really old program. What I've seen is that anything that is allowing you to express freely and to open up to higher dimensions or whatever and actually use your mind, you know, to question anything is throws into that demonic influence or devil category. It's very sad because it's entirely the opposite, you know, like this... You know, a lot of times when you're engaging in spirit, you want to dance, you know. And what, you know, a lot of these people start speaking in tongues, you know, go to a black church, you know, and you see people singing and dancing and, you know, in the aisles and everything. I mean, they've got the spirit, you know. They're really plugging it in and having a good time. And, you know, I don't see how that could be considered demonic in any way whatsoever.
Yeah. I don't want to get too much into the whole thing with my grandma, But the other reason why I called you was I recently had an experience. I was meditating, and all of a sudden I had this really real cooling sensation in front of my forehead, and then it kind of went down my mouth, and it was almost like this cool wind. The windows are all closed. I'm in a small room in my bedroom. There's no windows. There's nowhere for a draft to come in. This very cool draft comes into my mouth and kind of like pushes itself in. And I inhaled it. When I inhaled it, this warm sensation went throughout my whole body. I was wondering if you ever experienced anything like that or if you heard anything about it. It didn't feel negative at all.
Yeah, I have actually. A lot of people have different experiences, and you know, when they engage these entities, they all have their own little personal calling card. And so I've seen some people feel hands on their back, or they feel like they're being hugged, or they feel like a cool wind. Some people smell roses or some other scent or incense or, you know, frankincense and things like that. It's really different for everyone, and I don't think there's any one way or one method of engaging this higher consciousness energy, because there's, you know, as many experiences as there are individuals.
Unfortunately, I don't live in an area like, I live in New York City, so I don't live in an area where, I live in an area where I can count the stars.
Yeah.
And people say you can't count the stars. Well, in New York City, you can. And
yeah.
It's a little sad, but anyway, there's this one star, and I don't know if it's Sirius, but I get so much energy when I sit down outside and look at it, just stare at it for a few seconds. And
yeah.
There are
stars that really will, if you focus on their energy, they'll kick on your third eye and things like that. We've seen a few of those stars that do that. There's one star that's kind of purple looking that seems to do that.
I like that pressure in the third eye.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've got another caller.
I'll get off and let them get on. Thank you very much, thanks for calling.
All right, take care. Do we have another caller?
Yes.
Welcome as you wish. Hello.
Hi, James.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. This is Jane. I met you at the Orb Conference in Palm Springs.
Yes. How are you doing?
A year ago. I got a couple of pictures of you. It was a great time. I had a great time chatting with you. I'm sure you don't remember me. It's been a long time, but I am hoping to come up sometime in July. I live in Arizona, enjoying the desert.
I did.
Outside of Phoenix, that's where I live, is out in the desert, and see lots of stars and everything. It's great. But I've been listening to your show fairly regularly, at least, you know, on and off for the last, since I met you. But I get your emails, and I just had this hit this week, especially after the George Norrie ghost thing. And what I got was that you shouldn't even worry about it, because they're not connected like you are, if you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I do, exactly. I know there are so many things happening here, and to me, I'm not really upset about it. It's just an interesting phenomenon that we're trying to figure out, and, you know, what is the real motive behind, you know, there's no logic to it whatsoever. It makes no sense whatsoever. And, you know, we're just trying to figure out what the story is, because we found out the same thing happened, you know, with some of the other major conferences. They would invite us, and then they would uninvite us. And it seems like there's a moving force here that, you know, I would imagine it most likely is, you know, factions, you know, rogue elements within the government. I don't know, but they're a very concerted effort on making sure that nobody knows what's happening up here on the ranch. And, you know, having the fact that he did, you know, George did say he was coming out to the ranch on the air several times and has never showed up. And then when all these people that have come here and have these amazing experiences, you know, massive triangles flying over, morphing to cubes and cylinders and things like that, and for them to say nothing new is happening there, there's nothing going on there, is pretty amazing to me. It's like, you know, how do you wrap your head around statements like that when, you know, it's amazing what's been going on here. And, you know, Paranormal State was here, Robbie Williams was here, Above Top Secret was here. They all saw the ships. They got some great footage of the ships. They got the sound of the ships, everything. But apparently nothing's going on here, nothing new. And I just, it just blows me away. Where are they getting this information? Who is feeding them this information? And why are they even coming to this conclusion? It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, it's part of the media, people who are trying to keep things on the QT, although it's not happening because there is word of mouth. I mean, I've talked, I've let numerous people know about you, about the website, and about the radio show, and the people who really seek the truth will be there.
Oh yeah.
And
oh, I agree.
We'll listen in, and we'll. I don't like Coast to Coast, and because it's just been too negative, and you know, I don't like to listen to things that are that negative, and I wouldn't even want to be on a show that negative.
It is sad where it's going. I mean, I used to be an avid listener to it, and I listen to it all the time, and I'm just getting overwhelming emails from people saying, I don't even listen to it anymore. And they had such an incredible thing going there, but they're kind of taking it down, and it's, and I'm not trying to take them down or speak bad around. You know, I totally support any new information getting out there that's outside the box, but it's more of I'm in their camp, you know, trying to, you know, shed a light on this, but that, you know, they really need to start moving in a little different direction because they're just out of sync, you know, with what's really happening here.
Exactly, and you know, if they're out of sync, okay. It's something that I just said so strongly the other night. It's like, he doesn't even need to worry about it. You know,
no.
It's all in order. And you're doing what you're supposed to do, where you're supposed to do it, and the people who are supposed to know about it and come will come and have their experiences, and they'll pass that on. So it's kind of like, you know, it's getting out there.
Yeah, I feel that way exactly. I feel, to me, whether I come on there or not, it doesn't really matter. And you know, it's just like, what is the intent? You know, what's this underlying thing going on here? And it's more, I'm just kind of seeking it out to see what it is, because, you know, it really doesn't matter. There's an old saying, everything comes back to one point, and you become that point, you know. And the activity is here. The ships are coming here. We have the best footage. You know, it's internationally known. Everybody else is coming here.
Yeah.
It's not really a problem for me, you know. It's a matter of integrity and what is behind this, you know, that I'm kind of curious. I was just more curious about it, like, what is behind this? Who is behind this program? And it's all going to blow up in their face, because ultimately the UFOs are going to be, you know, doing their own disclosure. And when they do, it's not going to be in their backyard, basically. It's going to be in my front yard.
Right. And, it's all about intention.
Exactly.
And your intentions are honorable. That's all I can say. I met you.
Nope.
I thought you were awesome. And I have been trying to get up there, and hopefully I can do it in July. So.
Great.
You'll remember me when you see me.
Yeah, I'm very good on visuals, and I never forget a face. But names, just like, my left brain doesn't really register them for some reason.
Yeah, I know. I had a book of orb pictures that I had taken.
Yeah, I think I do remember you, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I still do that. I can go out my door and just snap orb pictures, and sometimes I get other interesting things, but just depends.
We have some new ones up on our website. You should check them out, but we've got these orbs with just undeniable faces in them. And the faces look kind of alien or elfin. They're really interesting, almost like a little bit stalkish, you might say. And yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's faces, and we're also videotaping the orbs now. We have the technology to videotape the light spheres interacting with people and flying against the wind, and you know, it's undeniable now. You know, we can't. That's another thing. A lot of people coast to coast think it's dust and pollen and things like that.
I know the difference. I don't doctor my pictures. I don't do anything to them except crop them. The first time I saw that, I thought there was some on my lens, and there was nothing on my lens, and I kept shooting them, and I'll shoot them, 20-second intervals. But at that orb conference, I got a golden orb. When Freddie Silva was speaking,
there was
a golden orb in there.
I love to send it
to him, but have I done it? No. But it's pretty amazing what's in the orbs and what you can see.
We've got a feedback or something, but I guess it's coming through clear over there, but I'm getting a little feedback from here.
I can understand that.
I don't know if you can hear it okay. But the problem with those programs, that even the Paranormal State people were saying, oh, that's just dust. And I said, well, look at these. And what's sad is they didn't even look at, I said, just come to the presentation I'm going to give and then make your decision. But they left. They just split and didn't even see it.
Yeah.
And I just said, how can you call this dust when there's undeniable faces in them? There's snow on the ground. They're after a rainstorm. They're when it's dry. There's all kinds of, and they're in basements that nobody's been into. There's beautiful light spheres. There's no way it can be dust, and these things are intelligent, and they're breaking all the rules of physics. They're going right through objects and solid walls and coming out the other side. And dust just doesn't do that. It doesn't fly against the wind either.
Oh, gosh. What can you do?
I would say it, common sense is God sense, and at what point does common sense kick in? It's like, at what point does the obvious come into play here? If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck,
I've shown my pictures around to people who couldn't believe it, and I'm like, that's what it is.
If you do the research, that's the bottom line is, Einstein said it, condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance, and people are making statements based on no research, just like, statements here about the ranch, and there's no activity here, and there's no UFOs here, or it's all government, or, I hear people say, oh, he's on the dole, he's on the government dole. I go, well, show me the check, show me the brand new car or whatever, show it to me. Where do you base this opinion on? And they just don't have anything. Now we're going to go out to the field right now and see if we can connect out there with the field. It looks like they've just finished the Kunlun classes. I think they're supposed to finish about 8:30. And they're doing this ancient technique of, you might call it Qigong, most people know about it, out in the field. And maybe we can get a report out in the field of what happened and what they experienced. Hopefully the phone is out there and... when it rings, somebody will answer it. I hear some clicking. looks like nobody's out there yet. But maybe we can get some accounts of some of the activity that we've seen here in the past couple nights. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Al Oswin.
Hey, Al, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Hey, we're on the air, and I was wondering if you'd give people a little rundown on some of the things you've experienced here, you know, some of the energy and maybe the Kundalini classes or the some of the sightings you've seen as well.
Well, if you want sightings, this is a great place because, you know, this is my first adventure here, and so, you know, the night sky really lights up around here. There's just, you know, so much activity. You know, mm-hmm. when a spaceship travels across the sky, and it's not just like a satellite, but it actually powers up, which means it gets very bright, and then it dims again, and very bright, and dims again. That's kind of a characteristic of something other than satellites.
Mm-hmm.
But the folks that have been around here for some time have seen, not just seen, you know, those kind of character of lights, but just a whole range of things. You know, it's just a plethora, like a smorgasbord of, you know, UFO phenomenon that has been going on here for a long time, and other dimensional things like orbs and things. It's just very rich in that regard, because I think the energy and the energy of the people that hold that here, so those entities are attracted here because, you know, it's compatible.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've had some experience with some of the Kundalini classes. Do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, some of your experiences there?
Well, just, you know, just a remarkable movement of energy. I mean, it's fairly simple in design, but it's powerful in execution. I mean, it moves energy in it, but energy, you know, to heal, you know, to really kind of like, it's sort of like energetic chiropractic in a sense, you know, if a chiropractor,
mm-hmm.
you know, adjusts the spine to try to get, you know, the spine in alignment so that it functions better, the nerves are in alignment and so forth, this almost does it energetically. It's energetic realignment of aspects of yourself that you didn't know you have access to. You know, they're very
mm-hmm.
thoughtfully, and they're designed over many, many thousands of years by people that have doing this and knew a lot. And so it's kind of being rediscovered now, and that's kind of an exciting thing. Because it's, you know, people from, you know, who can stand to, you know, people in their 80s can do it. It's not something that's really extremely demanding. It's really, it's a gentle technique that is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Do they have the classes? It sounds like the classes are still going.
I'm sorry?
Are the classes still going out there?
Not currently. No, they broke here for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to talk to one of the instructors?
I can hear the music in the background there.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I can hear the music or something in the
yes,
background.
Yes,
there.
That's the music we're using for the Kundalini class.
Yeah. Yeah, can you pass the phone around to some of the witnesses that actually
sure.
saw the ship
sure.
that want to talk
sure.
about, you know, some of their experiences?
Son is here. I'll pass the phone to him, and you can go
all
from
right.
there. Hello?
Hey, son, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Good.
Hey, how was your first class at the ranch?
It was good. It was good. Outside was a little bit different, but, yeah, definitely exciting.
Uh-huh. A little different energy?
Yeah, outside in the field, energy is a lot more stronger out of here, but definitely a good experience. I like to do more Qigong in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people that do Qigong there start, you know, when they do their practice, they say the energy just begins immediately. Things they used to have to stand for quite a while for the energy to build kicks on almost immediately. They're kind of blown away at the available chi at the ranch and on the land there.
Yeah, the energy seems to have a vortex here, and everything just kind of accelerates, you know. Just staying on the property, people feel a buzz.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody's having a good time out there?
Everybody's having a good time, smiling, happy, playing guitars, drums, flutes.
Oh, great.
Just waiting for the night skies, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, can you talk a little bit about some of the ships you've seen out there, you know, in the past couple nights?
Yeah, hang on. Let me turn the volume up a little. Yeah, the past couple of nights, every night we have power-ups going through. they seem to respond to our consciousness. You know, when we get excited, they get excited, and it's just been great. Every night, easily, I would say we see 20 to 30 crafts, but that's what we see. And I'm sure there's like about 100 that fly by, you know, at least. And it's just so exciting every day. There's new people popping in, and it's just, I don't know, breathtaking and speechless, you know.
Yeah.
You got to see it for yourself. Last night we had a really bright one come over, and it just powered up really bright, and everybody's screaming, getting excited, and just when you thought it can't get no bigger, it just really got big, and everybody's like, oh! So
yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, it's interesting. I can hear some really strange background noise. I don't know what that is, but it must be all the energy you guys generate out there. It almost sounds like a... Is it windy out there?
Wind?
Yeah, is there a lot of wind out there?
No, no wind at all.
Yeah, it's really strange. It's almost like somebody's rubbing over the, you know, or blowing into the receiver. But yeah, it's all right. It's coming over. It's coming in pretty clear.
Okay.
But, yeah, and these, I mean, I that one that came in last night, the early one, I know another one came in later on, but that one that powered up, that was just phenomenal. And it was like blowing in your face. It was...
Yeah, it was just in your face, and it almost looked like a star inside, like a cross or something.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
just bright. I mean, geez, man.
Yeah, and we've done the research, and it's definitely nothing that we know of up there. And, you know, it could be some really, really advanced high-tech stuff that nobody knows about, you know, that we've been hiding. But to me, knowing people in the back engineering programs and things like that, they come out here and they've seen these ships and they said, these aren't ours. We don't know whose they are.
Oh, man, these craft are just, they're just breathtaking to just watch. And every time they light up, they seem to activate and hit you in your heart, in your bliss, or just something, you know. And every time you see it, it goes deeper and deeper into you. So, you know, it's almost like getting an empowerment every time you see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like an initiation or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, and you get the rush of the crowd energy. Everybody goes, whoa! They all start screaming.
Yeah, yeah. And it's yeah. nice when you have a group consciousness and everybody having the same focus intent.
Uh-huh. His, maybe Pam or Christina there, I wanted them to talk about some of the experiences they've seen. They saw some incredible ships.
Yeah, let me see. Is Pam around? Yes, see Pam? Pam's not here. Jeff is here right now. Let's get Jeff real quick, and then we'll get Pam after.
Okay.
Okay.
Or maybe Christina, too.
Hello, this is Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, Jeff is one of our hardworking helpers here, and without Jeff, we'd be up a creek without a toilet. Helped us out with one of the last paranormal stays here. We had some major plumbing problems, and he's helping us with other projects, too. So, want to talk a little bit about some of the things you've experienced there up in the night sky lately?
Sure. Yeah, wow, where do you start? I think the biggest thing was whatever came over last night while we were in between waking up and sleeping, because it kind of like vibrated the whole house and was pretty interesting. But ships, yeah, so many. I don't know how many, lost count. And the power-ups are really what hooks you when you see those.
Yeah. You know, I heard other people sleeping in those back rooms out there felt this weird vibration and kind of a humming noise or something.
Yeah, we thought it was the fan, and then we got up and went upstairs into the classroom, and it was like the fan was making it. It wasn't the fan, because when we went in there this morning, the fan wasn't doing it, so I was kind of puzzled, and it was tired, but I was like, what the heck is this noise? Yeah, it's really a trip. I think tonight, if I hear it again, I'm going outside.
Yeah, and find out what it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at the other event, when the Paranormal State people were here, there were some people out there, and they're not with us today. I think they are coming. I don't know what time they're going to get here, but they rented a huge camper, and they were out there, one of those mobile homes. And the thing was just vibrating like crazy, and they heard this deep pulsing noise, and then everything shut down. Their whole system just shut down, and it kind of freaked them out. And it was at the same time that your wife and I think Pam and some of the others saw this massive triangle ship fly over.
Ah, cool.
so there was definitely a corresponding, you know, effect to that ship flying over it. I know a lot of people's batteries just went dead almost immediately, which is kind of a byproduct of Torsian fields, you know, or these really high energy fields that accompany the ship.
Oh, it just drains them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the group that was out there last night, they couldn't understand it, but all their batteries were dead, and they none of their
equipment would
work. Oh,
yeah, right. That was that guy, yeah. They thought it was, they couldn't figure out alternator or what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The car battery was dead. All their equipment battery was dead. Their little walkie-talkies were all dead. You know, everything was dead. Maybe it was, in the, you know, kind of a message that they need to forget about all the little toys and start looking up, you know?
Yeah, less gizmos, more integration.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it works good. Well, is there anybody else out there wandering around that would want to go on the show?
Yeah, let's see if we can get... Did Rich go on at all? Or here we go. Here's another one.
Yeah, maybe Christina.
Christina, here you go.
Oh,
one
great.
Second.
Hello, James.
Hello, welcome to BBS.
Thank you.
Hey, can you talk a little bit about that experience you had the same night, you know, when the people's mobile home, or what do you call that? I don't know what you call those things, the big old mobile home, everything shut down on them, but you saw the giant triangle up there.
I will try and describe it as best as I can. It's so hard to put into words. It was so incredible. So, gosh, it must have been about 3 in the morning. As well as you know, there was quite a few people here, and everybody had gone to bed. And
mm-hmm.
So it really felt like it was very special. Gosh, I think there was 5 or 6 of us that actually witnessed it clear as a bell. I mean, right over us. I think it was meant to be shared with us. It was very special. And at first it was just a triangle, and it came right above us, and we all went, look, a triangle. And before... 15 seconds, it started changing shapes right in front of us. It went into a cube where we saw 6 or 8 points of light, and then into a straight line. I mean, it was so many geometric design, you know, shapes that, you know, it just blew me away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, for something to shapeshift like that and
yeah.
morph, I mean, how can anybody in their right mind call this a satellite or a meteor?
Oh,
or,
no.
Or, you know?
No, and it was life-changing. After you experience something like that, I mean, we've seen so many special things at this place, and every time we come, there's something else that's so special that, we're like, okay, that's the greatest thing we've ever seen. And then we come again, and it's something else.
Uh-huh.
So we keep coming. But, yeah,
yeah,
I mean, that there's no way. I mean, there's absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, intelligence out there.
Yeah, I always ask, you know, what would you say, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, not to bring this subject, it's kind of funny, but to me, you know, people are getting responses, and they want to hear us on Coast to Coast and come on the show, and George has sent them emails back. There's really nothing new going on there at the ranch. There's really nothing to cover. I mean,
I will strongly disagree with that.
I mean, it's almost laughable.
We've seen ships change shape in front of us. There's something new every time.
Yeah, I mean, it's... And you look at, you know, one of the most famous pop stars in the UK comes up to the ranch, and then Above Top Secret comes up to the ranch. And I know they've met with these guys and George Knapp, and they told them exactly what they saw here, and they videotaped the ships and got the sound of the ships and also had major healing happen on them, basically miracle healing stuff. Having all these experiences, you know, one has to go, what is wrong with this picture?
These are experienced people with this sort of stuff, and they were blown away.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
These are people that go and study UFOs and follow them around, you know, and they were blown away. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're just a little too real for the program. you know, and the program is let's keep it in the past. Let's keep it dark, keep it fearful and suspenseful, keep it in the past.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, what people always say to me is, like, how is there that much activity? And unfortunately, there is so much here that people are like, well, it can't be, but it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, I don't know, I just tell everybody to come up here and check out for themselves, you know, and...
Yeah, you know, everybody, yeah, I hear that all the time. Well, how come ABC isn't there? And that's why we put the little DVD we put together with all of the news footage, you know,
yeah.
With ABC and Fox News and...
Yeah, they are Evening, here.
Yeah, Evening Magazine came out. All these people did come out.
Right.
And they did a very favorable report, and most of them saw the ships, and they put all the evidence down, the long history of UFO activity here. I mean, it's all fully documented, and... The interesting thing is it's still happening. It's still ongoing. Nothing's changed, but, you know, where are the people that are, you know, where are the UFO investigators, you know, these top people that everybody knows? They haven't been here. And so we have to ask this question of what is this underlying program that's running that they don't want people to know about? You know, why don't they even want to know about it? You know,
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, maybe they're still trying to make it sound like they're very rare. Like maybe they exist, but, you know, they're not having contact on a regular basis. It's still, but what I'm experiencing is, like, I don't know, it's more and more contact, it feels like. Those geometric designs, I'm almost sure it was trying to communicate. That's what
definitely.
It felt like. It felt very personal, and the shapes it was making were like, I'm totally obsessed now with trying to figure out what those shapes could mean, so I'm going to, you know, keep researching this. It was just was an eye-opener, like, that was trying to communicate with me, and, you know, I wasn't ready to get it, but I'm ready now. I'm getting ready.
Good, yeah.
That was a very personal communication, I feel.
Yeah, you know, it changes your life, and there is an energy exchange when you see these ships, and people that come out here just blow wide open to, you know, bigger paradigms in a bigger world, you might say, and go through huge awakenings, you know, in consciousness.
Oh, on so many levels, on so many different levels.
Yeah, and I just, when somebody says nothing new is happening there, I just go, oh, my God, you know, where have... You know, might want to come out here and check it out first before you make a statement like that.
The people that have never been here are saying that, huh?
Yeah, no, it's not happening. There's just meteors and satellites, nothing new going on. It's almost like, you know, something out of South Park, you know, where the guy is standing there saying, moving on, nothing to see here, you know. You know, we've got black helicopters buzzing us and UFOs, you know, coming in and powering up the whole sky here and turning and doing all kinds of crazy
stuff. Splitting into two and, yeah.
You know,
there's a couple beams coming out of nowhere in the sky where we've eight people have it on camera.
Yeah.
We have it on
video.
What's
amazing here, it's almost like
the
very people that we trust to give us the information and break the secrecy nonsense and, you know, and operate out of integrity and just bring the truth out. The very people we think are there to do this are actually the ones censoring it right now.
That's so bizarre. You know, come out here for one weekend and then come out another weekend and you tell me it's the same.
I really don't care. Yeah, I don't really care if they come out or not, because I'm kind of wondering if they did come out and see the ships and everything else, would they report it? That's my question now is, like, you know, a lot of them don't want to see this, or they don't want to know this is going on, or if they've been involved in kind of covering up, so... If they did come out here, they might, you know, come back and say something to the total contrary of what they did see.
Right.
You know, so who knows?
Well,
I mean,
same account, you know, if they were to come out here, who knows what the military, I'm sure the military knows. We know that they know.
Yeah.
But if it was blown wide open, I'm afraid of what they might do to the intelligent life, I mean.
Well, you know, we have videotape.
Not, you know.
We have videotape of the F-15s chasing the ships, and the black helicopters chasing the ships, and the ships just playing with them. So,
so
they can't say they don't know.
They do, but you know, if they knew that,
you know, we've had Air Force Space
commanders
come here, and NASA's been here as well. They've all investigated. They know the ships are here. So we just have to wonder, okay, when are they going to?
That's for sure.
Step up to the plate, you know.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, we're out of time. I wanted to interview a few more people there, but we're out of time, so we're going to have to sign off. But thanks so much for coming on the show and telling your account. And now you're in the archives for everybody to hear.
Thank you. That was life-changing, for sure, to say the least.
Awesome. That's what it's all about. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Okay, you have a good one.
All right, you too. James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. We're out of time. I hope you enjoyed the show. And watch the skies, because regardless of what others are saying, they're out there. And they're out there in huge numbers, and they're here to help. Have a good evening.